Back live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, Steve Cochran, 9:44 now. Elizabeth Smart's going to speak at Carthage College tonight, along with Fight to End Exploitation. This is the Evening of Awareness. Starts 7 o'clock tonight. I assume it's sold out. If it's not, it should be. You can get your tickets immediately and go. And I would encourage you to support whatever Elizabeth Smart does. For those of you who go, remember the name, is this that Elizabeth Smart? Yeah, that's the one. In June 5th of 2002, she's 14. She's kidnapped, thankfully rescued 9 months later after going through a nightmare beyond nightmares, as her family did as well, and certainly could have chosen a quiet life to try to live her life, figure things out, and move on, and yet continues to go out there and talk to folks, parents, and kids, too, about how to be aware and how to protect yourself. And I'm very pleased to have you on the program. And Elizabeth?
Yes.
I'm very pleased to have you on the program, and I salute your work.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
So let's start with this evening tonight, the Evening of Awareness. The benefit you hope people will get out of this is specifically what?
It's to help raise awareness for the group called Fight and Exploitation, and their purpose is to stop human trafficking in Wisconsin.
Now, we're not even remotely aware of how big a deal this is, right, in the country. I mean, we think, well, this is America. By the way, who's your little squirt with you there?
Sorry, that's my 5-month-old baby in the background.
You have no reason to apologize. We love hearing that. But human trafficking is a much bigger problem than we're even aware of, right?
It's huge. What people don't realize is that we think slavery is over and done with, but actually slavery is a bigger issue today than it ever has been before. There's over 2 million people in slavery today, many of those being sex slaves.
Sure. And we need to be aware of it to be able to. You can't fix a problem unless you accept that you have a problem. And that's part of the reason to have this awareness, so we can urge not just everybody to be aware, but lawmakers to support it and private the folks to support it as well, because it takes funding to beat back crime.
It absolutely does. And whenever we think, well, that doesn't happen in my neighborhood, I live in a nice neighborhood, I live in a safe neighborhood. Well, I really did live in a nice neighborhood, and I really did live in a safe neighborhood, and I lived in a safe home. And I was kidnapped out of my bed in the middle of the night. I mean, it happens. It happens everywhere. Crime doesn't respect boundaries. It happens. And so thinking it doesn't happen in your neighborhood, that's only allowing it to continue on.
Elizabeth, you've been so courageous and a champion, really, for speaking on this cause. What do we need to know? Is it if we see something, say something, even if we just think it might be something minor?
Absolutely. And I think, first of all, we should be starting in our own homes with our children, talking to them. I think there are three things that every parent should be telling their children all the time. The first one is that you love your child unconditionally. And that kind of sounds like a no-brainer, but making sure that they realize that they're loved and that there are no strings attached to that, making sure that they know what unconditionally means, is so important. Knowing that my parents loved me unconditionally is what got me through my 9 months of being kidnapped. Second, and these are in no specific order, but second is that nobody has the right to hurt your children or your child or you. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's a family member. It doesn't matter if it's a community leader, a religious leader, a friend, a teacher. It does not matter who. Nobody has that right to hurt them. And thirdly, if someone is hurting them, then they need to tell. If they feel scared or uncomfortable, they need to tell. And preferably that person is you. And it doesn't matter if you need to tell them because so many victims are threatened, and that's why they don't speak out. They're told that they'll go after their family, or they'll go after their parents or someone that they love, and they think that they're protecting their family by not saying anything. But when someone threatens you or tells you not to tell your parents or tells you not to tell anyone to keep it a secret, that is the biggest red flag, and you absolutely do need to tell someone.
Talking to Elizabeth Smart, you've touched on what I can consider to be the most, I don't know, aggravating, I guess would be the word. And there are some well-meaning folks and some not so well-meaning who always ask the same question. You're kidnapped. Why don't you run? When you're a teenage girl and you're being held by these two monsters and being told the things you were told and having the things done that happened to you, running's not an option, is it?
For me, it wasn't. I actually did try on several occasions, but running, I had been so abused for so long, and no one had ever stood in their way. No one had ever stopped them. No one had ever been there to protect me. Any time that they said they were going to do something, they always did. They always followed through. So when they said that they would kill me or they'd kill my family if I ever ran, if I ever did anything they didn't want me to do, that was an incredibly real threat. So I not only felt like I was protecting myself, but I felt like I was protecting my family as well. And many of these other children who are kidnapped or who are trafficked, and they find themselves in the same situation. And what's worse is that many times they don't even have anywhere to run to. And so there's nothing that they can do about it. A lot of times children who run away and are picked up to be trafficked, they ran away because they were being abused in their home
right.
to begin with.
Right.
And so what alternative is there for them out there?
And unconditional love is the key, you know, and in places where kids don't have it, making sure they know that they have an outlet to find it. You know, I'm a proponent of the National Runaway Switchboard because it's folks who have gone through it. There are resources everywhere. Hospitals. You run into a hospital. If you're a kid that's being abused at home, do it. But to go back to Andrea's question of a few moments ago, Elizabeth, when you have that little trigger go off, when you think, well, that seems odd. That's more than a kid just upset at Kmart or
right.
Walmart. There's something funky about that relationship. Speak out.
Absolutely. Just pick up the phone and call the police. I mean, what is the worst thing that can happen? Well, to you, maybe you're wrong and you're embarrassed for half a second.
So what?
But right. Really, the worst thing is that that child is in danger and that they are being abused. And really, that worst thing, that's the best thing, because then they can be rescued. They can be taken away and hopefully placed somewhere where they can be safe, where they can receive the help that they need, and they're helped to move on with their lives and put this all behind them.
Elizabeth, talk a little bit about your foundation, too. It not only helps assist victims of sex crimes put away their predators, but overcome mental health issues and provides counseling too, which is so important.
So at the Elizabeth Smart Foundation, we do a few things. We are huge proponents of prevention education. I mean, the earlier that we can get to children and teach them and help them become aware, the less vulnerable they are. And so we stress education everywhere we go. We also are working on putting together forums on topics like rape, because I had the opportunity a couple years ago to interview two young women, and they actually had both gone to college, both graduated college, and it took them years after the fact to find out what had happened to them was rape. They didn't know what rape was. They thought that it happened by strangers in dark hallways, and what had happened to them was they had been groomed and groomed and groomed by boyfriends and then had been terribly abused by them and raped by them. And so it sounds almost crazy to think that, you know, there are college girls today that don't have a real understanding of what rape is, but we are trying to explain it to them. We're trying to open it up, to have that conversation, to, I don't know, remove the all question and ambiguity. I can't even speak this morning.
Yeah, no, the ambiguity. Well, look, you got a lot going on there. You got a lot going on. You have that adorable 5-month-old. You're talking to us, so give yourself a break. You're doing fun. By the way, the website for that is ElizabethSmartFoundation.org. And again, if you're in Carthage tonight or can get there, we hope you will. We hope you already have tickets. But it's the Fight to End Exploitation as your co-presenters for the Evening of Awareness tonight. And this goes on, you know, events around the country. And if you go to the Elizabeth Smart Foundation, you can keep up with what's happening. We're going to let you go on this, but I want people to know that those two monsters are in jail, and I'm not going to talk about their names. They don't deserve a second of notoriety in any way, shape, or form. But people will want to know how you're doing. You got that beautiful baby. What else is happening with your family?
Well, I have a 2.5-year-old at home. She's with my husband, and life's great. Life's really wonderful. I'm really blessed.
Yeah, and your family, your extended family does well?
Yeah, everyone's doing well and happy and moving forward.
Well, one day at a time. And again, you are an amazingly courageous woman, and God bless you, and God bless those kiddos, too.
Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate you being on.
Thanks, Elizabeth. What a fantastic story. She's a great speaker, too.
There's Superwoman.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yep.
14 years old. Amazing story. And by the way, juggling the 5-month-old while she does the interview.
Yeah.
Huh? How about that?
Impressive.
Yeah.
We'll come back. Bill and Wendy on the way on 720 WGN.